This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Junior Brown and the Surf Medley. Steel guitar.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
You know, when I was 18, you could go down and hear Junior Brown at the Continental Club for $2. Now, of course, he's a big hit in Nashville. He's one of those guys that's a 30-year overnight success. Listen to that. He plays surf medley better than anybody. Ben Garrison's our guest. I got pretty wound up today on air, and everybody knows that, Ben behind the scenes. That's not an act with me. I've studied history, so I know real authoritarianism when I see it. And I see the globalists that run our country, allied with communist China. They're totally ruthless. And all of you that are siding with Hollywood, mainstream media, I don't even hate you. I hate the controllers. I am frustrated that I'm not smart enough, that's it, to save you. And I don't mean that as some goody two-shoes thing, you know, some savior complex. I mean, I need to save you to get my family out of this. See, I think of you as myself because I know we're all interconnected. And Ben Garrison, top editorial cartoonist in the world. And it really is true. You know, you don't want to say that till you realize it. He's here with us. And we're taking some phone calls. Paul Watson's about to take over. We're going to go to Pennsylvania. We're going to talk to Holly, who's been holding very patiently about the omnibus. As Garrison said, he's right. It's not a budget. That's for the year. It's one of 12 bills a year when they combine them for spending. Everybody got on my ass about it. I love the audience. It's so informed. I said, it's just, Holly, you're on the air with Ben Garrison. Go ahead.
Hi, Ben. Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. But real quick, how about bumper sticker that says gun-free zones are where the shootings happen.
Well, that's totally true. I mean, there are some good public schools in this country with some good people at them, but if they're blue city areas, the police always stand down. Why would you send your child to the only place they statistically might get killed by a lunatic because the media advertises that's where a lunatic goes? Ben Garrison.
Yeah, isn't that the case? You know, I've noticed another thing you mentioned about Hollywood is that you watch these movies and you see them. If somebody brings out a gun, oh, do you have a permit for that? And I always think the perfect line is, yes, my permit is the Second Amendment. There's nothing. They demonize these guns. And boy, you watch Bill Maher. I watch him every week because I like to see what the enemies are doing. He's really pushing this idea that gun ownership should be a privilege. Now, if they ever do that, where they make gun ownership a privilege, you might as well kiss your guns goodbye because they'll make the permit process and the testing so elaborate and impossible, the fees, the fines.
It'll be like New York City where only basically the mafia and the ends, a few thousand have it. Well, exactly. I watched Bill Maher 2 weeks ago when I was in Colorado, just happened to catch it. He's like, it's time to repeal the Second Amendment. Well, that's what the Supreme Court justice came out and said. I mean, don't they get that we've been warning people forever and they were denying that, Ben?
They keep pushing gradually, but now they seem to be going all out, which is actually in a way is good because that's all that's going to do is tighten our grip on our weapons are going to tighten the more they come out and say that. And so it's going to be, okay, well, let's get it on then. Come and try to take them. See what happens.
All right, Ben Garrison, we salute you. We appreciate you. People can go to grrrgraphics.com. You're busy. I'm busy. We talked a year ago. I sell some of your books. I've got a whole plan to fund our operation and yours with limited edition prints. They're valuable to the audience. They become collectors. We need, you and I both are so busy, believe me. We need to get together. We need to launch a plan. And it's non-exclusive. You can do whatever, sell whatever you want anywhere else. I want to do a deal with you with your best prints so people can hang these in their shops, their businesses, their churches. It's absolutely amazing. So let's get on the phone today or tomorrow. Let's just have it happen because I don't do it and a year goes by. And let's do that because we've all got to come together. The audience wants to support the economy of freedom, support free speech, and you're one of our leading voices. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Okay, Alex, can I make a quick shout out to my friend Corey Simpson in Seattle? He's your biggest fan and he buys all your stuff. and he's really devoted to you. So I just had to mention his name.
Absolutely. God bless him. All right, I'll introduce Paul Watson. More calls straight ahead. Stay with us. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run on for a long time. Run on.
We're back live. Paul Watson's riding shotgun. I'm getting out of here in a segment. We're taking calls with Paul. He's got a big guest coming up. Don't forget, BrainForce Plus is 50% off our best-selling product and free shipping. You can also get the Real Red Pill. It's got free shipping. Now, they're both 50% off, but you got to get them together to get the free shipping. You can get Red Pill, Real Red Pill. It's 50% off. You can get Brain Force 50% off. But get them together, free shipping. They go together. It takes about 7 days for the Red Pill to kick in. It takes about 30 minutes for Brain Force to kick in. But that is a huge discount. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. And you absolutely, by buying the products with us, have changed the whole game. They're panicking. They don't know what to do. InfoWarsStore.com. Paul, tell us what you got coming up today, my friend.
We've got Roaming Millennial coming up at the bottom of the hour, Alex. But before I get into that, I want to talk about this Second Amendment issue. Because, you know, they got new polls out today which show that the lead that Democrats had for the House going into the midterms, it was 15 points back in October. Everybody's been saying for months the Republicans are going to get an absolute shellacking. They're going to lose the House. Now, the polls say that lead is down to 5 points, almost within the margin of error. And typically in the past, if Democrats are slightly ahead in the polls, they've lost the House. So they have to be way ahead to win it. That's all, Alex, taken place over the last couple of months or so, especially in the last month. And I think it's related to this Second Amendment issue. Okay, the March for Our Lives, as we know, was basically a recruitment voter drive for Democrats. You know, less than 10% of the attendees were kids. They're doing it to recruit voters. They don't care about gun violence. I mean, it would be naive to think that they do. It's all about power, okay? So that's why they're doing it. But again, this Second Amendment issue is so toxic. They're not going to get significant gun control through this year. Maybe they'll get it next year if they get the House, but they're not going to get it this year. What single issue, Alex, would get Republicans out to vote in the midterms above all others? What fear would get them out to vote? Well, it would be the confiscation of their firearms. This is backfiring. It's backfiring big time, especially now that we see the true face of it with this call. You know, you saw the protest signs on Saturday. Ban all guns. We're going to take them from your cold, dead hands. You got the New York Times editorial today, op-ed, repeal the Second Amendment. This is going to backfire. This is working in our favor because it might get Republicans out to vote. It might give them an issue, a point on which to vote, which they don't have right now. This is going to backfire, and the polls suggest that it already is. So far from being worried about this, we should be supporting the Parkland students. We should be encouraging them to continue getting up on national media platforms, calling for all guns to be banned. Doing it in the kind of vulgar language that we've seen from David Hogg recently, because it's not good PR. It's blowing up in their faces, and the polls are beginning to show that. Trump's approval's up again as well, by the way, on a CNN poll. So I think we really need to support the Parkland students. We need to amplify those who are calling for a repeal of the Second Amendment, because tactically, is going to work in our favor.
Paul, I know Gallup. I know the other major polls generally sample 9 to 15 points more Democrat. They claim there's more Democrats. That's not really true. And we saw that during the presidential campaign, and they admitted that it was fake and that Trump was actually generally about 5, 10 points ahead. The problem is I'm looking at their actions and the way they're behaving. They know short term this is going to hurt them. I think they're winding up jihadi attacks. I think they know about other mental patients that are going to attack. Broward cowards stood down. We believe the attack happened, but they stood down. And I think just like Vegas was tied to jihadis, that's now been confirmed. And we now have the Pulse nightclub father and son reportedly being FBI informants. We first broke that back when it happened. I think they've got some crazies they're watching that they know are getting ready to do something big that they're going to let attack. And they've set this precedent saying never again, not one more. I agree the Stormy Daniels thing about consensual sex 11 years ago and him treating her great and then talking about not wearing a condom is so humiliating. How could you not feel sorry for the president who never claimed he was a goody two-shoes? It's like breaking into somebody's bedroom. It's pure harassment. It's stalking. So, yeah, that's got him even in CNN polls that sample 20-something percent more Democrat. It's got him up, you know, 5, 6, 7 points. Same thing with Gallup. Same thing with Mason Dixon. Same thing with, you know, all of these. I'm just saying, I don't think we can be too confident, though, because Soros has successfully overthrown dozens of countries, including Ukraine 4 years ago, and they've got a plan. I agree they're arrogant. Why would you have Tar go on, you know, and say, we're going to give us an inch, we'll take you a mile? Why would you have the former Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens say, repeal the Second Amendment, mass gun confiscation? Why would you have Democrats say, we don't care, don't turn your guns in, we'll kill you? I'm going to ask you that question in a moment and let you take over with all the great job you're doing. Paul Watson at Prison Planet on Twitter, one of the hottest Twitter accounts out there, despite the censorship. But let's go to Tar admitting Saturday their game plan.
There are so very many things, so many steps to take. Like right now, sign our petition. It takes 2 seconds, and it matters. We will take the big, and we will take the small, but we will keep fighting. When they give us that inch, that bump stock ban, we will take a mile. We are not here for breadcrumbs. We are here for real change.
But, again, she's up there. The very same group that funded Madonna to be there a year before the Women's March is funding this. Total AstroTurf. They tried to ban us from criticizing them a month ago, saying they were AstroTurf. Now it's all admitted, private jets, money, everything, Paul. What is their ace in the hole? Or are they just crazy and think they can finally announce we're coming to take your guns? What type of strategy is that? Because Bill Maher said ban them 2 weeks ago. The New York Times said it. CNN. They're now, as a talking point, saying, fine, we're taking everything. Do they think psychologically we'll go, okay, just take the semi-autos? Do they, because we get the formula worldwide from where you live to Australia was to first ban the semi-autos, then ban people up to 21, you know, and then register. I mean, we know the formula, Paul.
Well, I've seen other activists, prominent people within this March for Our Lives movement, saying to these others who are saying, yeah, let's just take all the guns. We'll take it from your cold, dead hands. We saw the protest signs as well, saying basically we're going to do it violently. They're saying, no, no, what are you doing? Stop saying that. Stop admitting that this is the true agenda, because that's going to cause a massive resentment, a massive revolt amongst Republicans, and they'll go out and vote in these midterms. These polls, they've gone from 15 points Democrats in front. Everyone's pessimistic. It was a lost cause. Now it's down to a 5-point lead. It's almost within the margin of error. And it's happened while this gun control narrative has built up. So you've got people within that movement saying, what on earth are you doing? Saying we're going to take all the guns.
Exactly.
If you give us an inch, we'll take a mile. What are you doing? So I think it's a massive strategic error. Also, the other factor that I've pointed to is never in this discussion of, oh, we're going to confiscate all the guns, we're going to repeal the Second Amendment, is the question of, what consequences are you going to see if you take 300 million guns from roughly 70 million American gun owners? Even if, Alex, 1% of those people resisted, and the media is going to be all like, oh, you're calling for civil war. No, we're asking, what will the potential consequences be if you have police or whoever, military, confiscating millions and millions of guns from people who don't want to give them up? That question is never asked. It's never part of this narrative. So that's another issue. But I think it's a massive strategic error on their part. We've seen the teeth of this movement.
No, I totally agree. So then why is Trump paying it lip service and finally starting to go sideways here?
Well, why did he sign the omnibus bill? It's the same thing. The base needs to hold his feet to the fire. We've done it before with Syria, where that was a mistake, and then they backtracked from it. It hasn't happened since. So don't give them that inch in the first place. That's one thing we can do, put pressure on Trump. But also,
absolutely.
Don't interrupt the enemy when it's making a mistake. They're making a huge mistake right now. Let's give them a platform to keep saying the same thing, because it's working against their favor politically right now and in the polls.
That's right. Trump is a populist, a free market, classic America, but really kind of a libertarian liberal. He was anti-war. He is kind of a liberal, but in a good way. And so his wife and his daughters are telling him to do the gun control, and it's horrible advice, Trump. It's terrible advice. All right, I'm sorry the other callers. We're out of time. Paul's taking over. Chris and everybody else, we love you. Put them all on hold. Give them a free T-shirt, whatever they want. They're awesome. InfoWarsStore.com. Great job to the crew, by the way. And the war room's coming up in 45 minutes. But first, Paul Joseph Watson. Spread the live links right now. We're changing history.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We're live. It is the fourth hour of The Alex Jones Show on this Tuesday, March 27th edition. Before I get back into the news, and by the way, we've got a guest coming up at the bottom of the hour. She is a YouTuber and commentator, Roaming Millennial, to talk about a number of different subjects, so be sure to stay tuned for that. First, I want to tell you about this great special we have at InfoWarsStore.com because we need your support more than ever. It is Brain Force Plus and the Real Red Pill Mind and Body Challenge Pack for 50% off in-store for a limited time only. This is the powerful combo pack to help you boost your mind and body to their limits. With the Brain Force Plus and Real Red Pill Mind and Body Challenge Pack, 50% off. That is a massive, massive discount. It's got an average 4.7 out of 5 rating. Of course, Brain Force is the nootropic taken by all the whiz kids in Silicon Valley to help boost focus and cognitive concentration. I've taken it. I do take it. It's extremely good. It works. They get very triggered when I talk about it, like it's some alien potion that we got from Mars or whatever. No, this is completely conventional. It's called nootropics. Google it. Everybody in Silicon Valley's taking it. We've got our own special blend. It is Brain Force Plus to supercharge your state of mind. We've combined it with the Real Red Pill, which supports healthy aging and cognitive function. And that is a massive discount. 50% off that combo pack right now. For the Real Red Pill and Brain Force, it is the Mind and Body Challenge Pack, 50% off in-store at InfoWarsStore.com. Please get it today. Please support this network. Now, we've got about 5-6 minutes left here. I want to talk about these polls that have come out over the past day or so, because as I said when I was on with Alex, the narrative of this gun control issue, which of course came to a head with Saturday's March for Our Lives rally, which was basically a Democratic recruitment voter drive. Less than 10% of the attendees were children. As that's come to the fore, the polls in the House race for the Congress in the midterms have narrowed. Back in October, the Democrats had a 15-point lead. I mean, you've been hearing this narrative for months. Republicans basically written off the House completely, many of them. They had a 15-point lead in October. Look what's happened now. Headline, Republicans gaining ground in midterm election polls. This is out of Breitbart. Now, Fox News did a generic congressional poll, again back in October, which gave Democrats a 15-point lead. They were ahead 50-35. Now, Fox News has done another poll, and it gives Democrats only a 5-point lead, 46-41. Now, that even takes on even more importance, given that Dems being ahead or slightly ahead by 4 or 5 points usually translates into Democrats losing the House. So they have to be massively ahead in history to take the House. In the past several elections, midterm elections, they've been ahead and they've still lost. If you look at 2014, the Democrats held a 2-point lead and Republicans gained 13 seats. In 2010, Republicans held a 4-point lead and picked up a historic 63 seats in the House to retake control of the chamber. So again, Dems need to be way ahead in these polls for it to translate into capturing the House. They're only 5 points ahead. In October, they were 15 points ahead. That has shrunk to 5. Why? I reckon one of the issues is this gun control issue. I mean, Republicans have basically got no real motivating reason to get out and vote in the midterms in November. Democrats have got the whole anti-Trump thing. They're trying to make it a referendum on Trump. That will only go so far. But you saw from the rally, even though they got way less people than expected, they can energize people. They can get people out politically. It was a huge voter recruitment drive. But this gun control debate is toxic. It's always proven toxic politically in the past, which is why many Democrats are insisting that it should be dropped as a central campaign issue going into the midterms, because they're not going to get serious gun control measures through if they don't have the House. Nothing's going to happen this year. I mean, even after Sandy Hook, gun control laws got weaker, not stronger. So it's extremely difficult to get them through in any environment. So a lot of Democrats now, a lot of people within this movement are saying, look, let's not betray our true intentions, which is another thing that they're doing. They're saying, they're coming out and saying with the protest signs, with the, you know, take an inch, they'll give us a mile speech, which we played earlier, ban all the guns. New York Times op-ed today, repeal the Second Amendment. They can't help but betray their true motives. And many on the inside, in terms of Democratic Party strategists, are saying, what on earth are you doing? We've seen the anecdotal evidence from gun stores. People buying more AR-15s, people buying more guns. When Trump got in, gun sales slumped. They plummeted because people thought their rights were not under threat. Now they think that right is under threat once again, and it could make Republicans come out in significant numbers in November. So this is a losing issue for Democrats. Why interrupt the enemy when they're making a mistake? We should be amplifying calls for the Second Amendment to repeal. We should be supporting the Parkland students and their media crusade against the right to bear arms, because it's a colossal election mistake, and these polls are starting to prove that true. Again, 15 points ahead back in October, that lead, according to the latest Fox News poll for the House in the midterm election, has narrowed to just 5 points off of the back of a solid month of gun control narrative from the media. If Republicans think there's any chance that Democrats will capture the House, which obviously there's a big chance they will, but that they will pass significant gun control measures, that is a rallying issue. That is a rallying cause to get them out to vote in November for the midterms. So this is a huge, huge positive. If you're talking about the Republicans holding the House, if you're talking about the Democrats being unable to launch impeachment proceedings against Donald Trump, which they obviously will do, or they'll at least try to, if they capture the House. So again, don't argue with these Parkland students. Support them. Talk to them, give them, amplify their message, because it's making the colossal mistake. I mean, even the kind of vulgar language that you saw from David Hogg over the past week or so, that's starting to turn people against this even more so. And again, just the optics. This is something that Mike Cernovich was talking about earlier on his show. The optics of arguing with teenagers never looks good. Don't argue with them. Don't try and drag them down. Support them. Because the message that they're broadcasting is so divisive that it's going to rally Republicans to get out and vote in November. Another headline. CNN poll, Trump approval at 42%, up 7 since February. So even in CNN's skewed poll, he's at 42%. He's up 7 points since basically this whole gun control narrative started last month in February. I don't think that's a coincidence that his approval rating, even in CNN's poll, is up 7%. There's another poll. More Americans than ever see media as enemy of Trump. More Americans think that the media is trying to derail Trump's agenda now compared to this time last year. So all these polls are going in Trump's favor. It's no coincidence that it's happened since this gun control narrative has started, and this could be a huge rallying point to get Republicans out to make them vote in November. Don't interrupt the enemy when they're making a mistake. We'll be back with Roaming Millennial. This is the Alex Jones Show Live.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by May 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before May 1st. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We're live. It is the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show, and I'm delighted to be joined by my guest. She is known as Roaming Millennial. She is a YouTuber and host over at CRTV. You can find her on Twitter at Roaming Mill. Roaming, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Now, I want to get into gun control, because we were talking about it. I was talking about it with Alex before the break. This March for Our Lives event over the weekend, obviously a big voter recruitment drive for Democrats. You know, less than 10% of the attendees are actually children. But we've seen polls over the past 48 hours which show this lead in terms of the House race for Congress in the midterms has narrowed to the point where the Democrats had a 15-point lead back in October to a 5-point lead now. I think this is going to backfire spectacularly, this gun control narrative, because it might force Republicans to rally and to get out and vote in the midterms, whereas before they had no real reason to do so. Obviously, the Democrats have this big anti-Trump narrative. That's their entire... They've basically got no policy platform, but they're trying to make it a referendum against Trump. They're active. They've got people out. The Republicans don't really have that energy. They don't really have that momentum. But I think they're going to get it out of this insane crusade against the Second Amendment. Now we have the New York Times op-ed, repeal the Second Amendment. We got the protest signs, you know, at the event, ban all guns. I think this is going to backfire massively against Democrats if they continue to follow this narrative over the course of the next 6-7 months. Do you agree?
I completely agree. And if you just look at what we saw happen after the CNN town hall event with Dana Loesch, her getting berated, same thing with Marco Rubio, we've seen an increase, an exponential soar in the amount of people just Googling how to join the NRA, how to support the NRA. And you have people like me who have always been pro-Second Amendment, but have never really, I guess, taken this as one of their most important or most passionate issues. I joined the NRA after that interview thing, because I just felt that I had no idea how anti-Second Amendment a lot of people were. And I think there's tons of people out there who are feeling the same way right now. Every time Democrats push for more gun control legislation, we see there's a rise in people buying guns, because there actually is, I think, a legitimate fear among a lot of people that this is going to lead to more bans on things like AR-15s, the boogeyman that actually is no different than a lot of other regular rifles that I guess look less scary. But I think it is a dangerous thing for people on the left to be doing right now, because gun owners are some of the most galvanized, most passionate voters in the U.S. So trying to target them so fiercely and trying to, I guess, demonize an organization that has around 5 million members in it is just not a good idea.
Yeah, and it's like, don't interrupt the enemy when they're making a mistake. It's like I just said before the break, we should be supporting the Parkland students. We should be amplifying their voice when they get up and say, ban all guns. You know, you probably saw the speech from one of them where she said, you know, we'll take an inch, then we'll take a mile regarding the bump stock ban. They're openly coming out and now saying, yes, of course the true agenda is to confiscate your guns, is to repeal the Second Amendment. I wouldn't interrupt them when they're making that mistake. Also, you know, Cernovich made this point earlier. Don't argue with teenagers. It's like, it's really bad optics to be arguing and pestering teenagers constantly. I think we should support them. I think that it's backfiring massively. And whereas conservative Republicans were so pessimistic about losing the House, you know, just a few months back, these polls show it's narrowing. It's narrowing to probably within the margin of error. This is massive, I think. This is a massive strategic error on their part, and I don't think we should interrupt them in doing it. The other angle, which I'll throw to you on, is, you know, within this narrative of gun confiscation, we've got the New York Times op-ed today. Never do they talk about the consequences of the final solution of enacting gun confiscation. Roaming, we got 70 million American gun owners who own around 300 million guns. What might the consequences be if just 1% of those gun owners resist giving up their weapons? That's never part of the conversation, is it?
Well, I think exactly. And you always hear these protesters who are so so passionate about, you know, we'll take it from your cold dead hands, fine. And we've actually seen people with those sorts of signs at the March for Our Lives rally. I don't know how they think they're going to do that. Right. I mean, you have this group of people who are by nature ideologically opposed to gun ownership, trying to say that they're coming after the gun owners. With what? With super citizen voting power? That's just not going to work. I mean, and when you have, I think, as many people as you do in the United States who are so fiercely protective of their right to self-defense, and you have these people saying these things, you know, like ban all guns, repeal the Second Amendment, we need to try mandatory confiscation procedures, I think that's just going to scare a lot of people, and it's going to make gun sales go up. And I think we are seeing Republicans being galvanized around this issue. And it's just, it's too bad, because I think at the end of the day, they've really politicized this tragedy, this Parkland shooting tragedy, which I think has really highlighted a lot of faults in law enforcement. Right. I mean, we have these sheriff's office that ignored different calls, did nothing when they knew this person was a threat. We have the FBI who is ignoring tips, several tips about a possible shooter. They do nothing. There are actual real policy problems that have been highlighted in this terrible shooting. And instead of focusing on those and the solutions that may actually be able to prevent things like this happening in the future, they've turned the entire NRA into this boogeyman, which is an unrelated topic. It's not going to help this, not going to help prevent things like this in the future. And I think it's just an obfuscation of the actual problems.
Well, exactly. And I mean, David Hogg probably already is the gun salesman of the year. As he said, you know, the right. Anecdotal evidence, AR-15s flying off the shelves. The Google searches right after the March for Life were buy AR-15. That spiked. NRA membership. That spiked. So it is a rallying point for Republicans, which may not have existed before this whole narrative began last month after the Parkland shooting. But switching gears, you made a video about fat shaming, which is one of my favorite topics, because, you know, this whole fat pride movement really gets to the core of how personal responsibility in our culture is being completely eviscerated. There was a rotund comedian by the name of Sophie Hagen who got angry a cancer charity for pointing out that obesity is the second biggest cause of cancer. Just explain what happened with that.
Right. So Sophie Hagen, whose Twitter account is just a treasure trove of lulz, she had a real issue with this cancer research charity who does nothing except try to raise awareness for public health concerns. Just trying to let people know that, hey, obesity, I think it's the second largest contributor of preventable cancers after smoking. Right. This is a serious public health concern. And especially if you're living in somewhere like the UK or Canada, this is actually an issue that taxpayers need to be aware of, because guess what? When these people have these health related issues, we're all paying for it. Right. I mean, it's everybody's burden at that point. And for some reason, for this activist, she took that as a personal slight against fat people. And I think she actually tried to insinuate that the Cancer Research Society trying to raise awareness about obesity-related cancers is more damaging than the actual obesity-related cancers.
Oh, no, I've got the quote here. This is what she said. Society viewing fatness as a negative thing kills more people than obesity-related diseases. That's literally what she tweeted. Okay, it doesn't. So 2 billion people worldwide suffer health problems from just being overweight, not even obesity. You've got 4 million people a year dying due to illnesses related to being overweight. It's doubled. Obesity has doubled since 1980. Obviously, that's complete BS. And, you know, how helpful is it to women, given that this is now basically a feminist movement, to encourage them to follow a lifestyle that literally kills them?
It's not helpful at all. And I'm really having a hard time understanding why this has become a feminist issue, why this is something that social justice has taken arms about. And I think it all stems from the fact that these women are insecure about themselves, right? And they want to feel beautiful. And part of the authoritarian feminist, I guess, marching style is to take your feelings and mandate them onto other people, right? So now you have to say that fatness is beautiful. You can't tell us that it's unhealthy, because we want to feel good about ourselves and all of those facts. It's just there. It's uncomfortable to hear. I think that's the only reason why this is being talked about.
Okay, we're heading into a break. We will be back with Roaming Millennial on the other side. This is the Alex Jones Show Live. Don't go away. We'll be back.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We are back, and we are joined by Roaming Millennial. You can find her on YouTube by simply searching for Roaming Millennial. She's got a big YouTube channel. She's also a host with CRTV. Roaming, obviously your demographic on YouTube is, I presume, quite young. Mine is concentrated in the age range between 18 and 35. Now, you contrast that with Fox News, whose average medium time, you know, prime time viewer is 68 years old. They're literally dying out. Not to rag on the elderly, but their audience is literally dying out. But, you know, I've never been invited ever, ever to appear on any Fox News show, any Fox Business show or whatever. You know, the left, as we talked about earlier, recruits people through exploiting tragedies, especially young people, with this whole March for Life thing. Don't you think it's time? Don't you think it's way overdue that establishment conservatives, specifically media outlets, need to reach out and energize their political brand by attracting a younger audience? Because it's just not happening right now.
Absolutely. And I think there's been a real problem with the conservative movement for the past 30, 40 years, in that they have the worst branding. They have terrible outreach. right? And I think the reason why the left is so popular among young people right now in mainstream culture is not because their ideas are better. It's not because their policies bring more improvements to people's lives. It's because they're flashier, right? They're more attractive. They're more charismatic looking. They seem more compassionate. All these good things that young people want to see. The left is great at packaging their ideas like that. And I think that's what conservatives need to get a whole lot better at. And when I look at places like Fox News, you know, I enjoy watching Fox News, but I do wish that they had more of an effort to reach younger viewers, right? I mean, we have entire networks that were originally dedicated to youth entertainment, like MTV. Now, essentially, they've become these giant propaganda mills, right? And I disagree with that, but at the same time, it's dang effective, and we just don't see conservatives putting that amount of effort into connecting to young people, which is too bad.
And yeah, I mean, you have it to a certain extent on YouTube, which is why I joked to the New York Times last year, YouTube is a right-wing safe space. Obviously, they've still got things like the Young Turks, they've got the comedy shows, but in terms of individual personalities, the right, or you could call it the centrist crowd, really do dominate on YouTube to a great extent, and that's why they're so paranoid about YouTube from my perspective. But again, in terms of, you know, that establishment Fox News style brand, there's no outreach effort, which is the way I see it, which is going to cost them given how the demographics are going. But I want to switch gears. We've got about 7 minutes left. Have you got something to add to that?
Well, what I would like to see going forward is just to see a greater, I guess, partnership between these establishment Republican or establishment conservative outlets and the new younger generation of conservative commentators and activists, right? Because I think at the end of the day, we may be ideologically aligned, but our demographics are very different, and we need to sort of consolidate people together into kind of pursuing things that are universally conservative, right? That's how we get measures actually changed and policies actually implemented, people actually elected, is that we all need to kind of get on the same page in terms of, like, what politicians we want to see, what kind of policies conservatives want to focus on. And I think there needs to be, I guess, the sort of coalescence among conservatives like that.
Exactly. And this is where the energy is. There's no energy in National Review Online anymore. It's a dead duck. I mean, they need to get over it and move on. It's quite ridiculous. The whole CPAC crowd and all that, you know, they get so triggered by anyone who complains about a potential speaker or a potential guest. They cancel them imminently. I mean, they're so paranoid. They're so precious. They need to get over themselves. Let's move on, though. You made a video about the alt-right. In fact, there's a meme which I posted today, which you featured in your alt-right video, which shows the alt-right and social justice warriors and how their beliefs are basically the same, or at least a mirror image of each other, you know, when it comes to race, segregation, views on society. And I've made this point many times. I'll flash that meme up when this goes up on YouTube. The alt-right and the far left, they need each other. The mainstream media needs the alt-right because they use it as a bogeyman to smear ordinary conservatives. And, you know, you look at the alt-right's presence on YouTube in physical real life. You know, there are more cameras at a Richard Spencer event than actual attendees. Their YouTube presence is pathetic in comparison to people like you and more centrist libertarian types. It's not even there. It's barely there. It's pathetic. You know, I make videos attacking the alt-right. The alt-right hates me. They hate you, obviously, because a lot of them are brilliant racists. You have the right-wing watch attack on you. Even though they attack you, they hate you, you attack them, still it was, what was it, white supremacy figured out how to become YouTube famous. So,
right, nice picture
what is
there.
It with this media environment where we can bash the alt-right all day? I can literally put it in my profile, anti-alt-right. They hate me, I attack them, and yet still we're both alt-right. Isn't that an interesting alliance between the far left and the mainstream media when it comes to the alt-right?
Absolutely. Like you said, they do need each other. They feed off of each other. And I think when it comes to the mainstream media's understanding of the alt-right, they don't actually know what the alt-right is. They just kind of see the alt-right as any racist boogeyman, right? So it doesn't matter that you and I speak out against the alt-right are very ideologically different than the alt-right because we're not a fan of social justice or their own form of identity race-based politics. We're therefore alt-right. And it's funny because I think if they actually understood what the alt-right believes when it comes to their racial identitarianism and racial tribalism, they would actually see that, oh, hang on a second, they're exactly like Black Lives Matter, but for white people. And I think that might be sort of an interesting little bit of cognitive dissonance for them if the time ever did come. But you're right, these two groups, if they weren't around making waves at each other, they eventually would disappear because they'd have nothing to complain about.
And I mean, that's the point. Whenever I get called alt-right in the media, it's like, yeah, you don't know what the alt-right is, do you? It's not anyone who disagrees with you, okay? It's a very specific subsection of people whose views are completely abhorrent, and you know where to find them on certain websites, which is the complete opposite of everyone else, but they lump us in. It's a useful tool to smear, you know, more mainstream conservatives with, which is why they do it, which is why the mainstream loves the alt-right, and the alt-right loves the mainstream because they wouldn't otherwise have an audience. But we got a few minutes left with roaming millennial social media censorship. Obviously, we've seen this Facebook algorithm change broadly affecting conservatives more than left-wing websites. We've seen YouTube targeting political content. Has this impacted you at all in terms of your YouTube output?
Well, I mean, definitely I've had issues with demonetization. I've even had... I've had to appeal them, and I have gotten some approved, but I think that's been going on for a long time. But regarding this Facebook thing, I actually just got off a call with one of the people at CRTV saying that we're going to need to, I guess, reevaluate how we do things, because the sad fact of the matter is Facebook is targeting, like, you any call to action where you might want to direct someone to a third-party site or article where there's more conservative content, they're actually cracking down on that, and they're not favoring that anymore. So it is hard, and we're going to need to adapt. And I always struggle with, is it just worth leaving it? Because, I mean, I'm personally not on Facebook. My show has a Facebook page, but I'm not on Facebook. I mean, I am on YouTube, and they have their own leftist policies, and it's hard because on the one hand, I don't want to support these companies. I don't agree with what they're doing. But on the other, this is where the eyes are, right? This is where the viewership is. So, I mean, right now I kind of see these companies as this necessary evil if I want to actually connect with people and be able to have this discussion on a large platform. But long term, I'm hoping that alternatives arise where we were able to just leave these guys behind.
Well, I mean, my attitude is just ride it until the wheels fall off and, you know, they are starting to fall off. You know, I got a Facebook video, for example. I was getting more views on those videos than the ones on YouTube. As of this algorithm change, that's been slightly amended. So we'll see how that goes. But that is the main threat in terms of censorship from my perspective. It's not outright bans. It's them tweaking the algorithm in the background. So suddenly your audience dwindles away and you can't really prove that they've done anything. I think that's the main threat going forward. But in the final minute, roaming millennial. Yeah, you want to add to that? Go ahead.
Well, I mean, it's essentially a shadow ban, right? So you have all these conservative channels who maybe are thinking, is my audience just not interested in what? But actually, they're not even being notified of your videos. They're not showing up on your feeds. It's actually a pretty smart way of doing things. You can ban people without actually having to ban them, and they don't know.
Exactly. Now, we got about a minute left. Tell people where they can find you on Twitter and YouTube and your plans going forward.
Sure. So you can find me on YouTube at youtube.com/roamingmillennial. You can also find me on Twitter at roamingmill. I pretty much live on Twitter, so definitely check me out there to stay updated with what I'm doing. And I'm on CRTV at crtv.com/roaming. We got 3 episodes of Uncensored a week. And going forward, I will be speaking in Arizona on the 21st of April. So if you're in the area, be sure to come say hi.
Okay, there goes Roaming Millennial. Be sure to check her out. She's got a fabulous YouTube channel. Check it out today. Roaming, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
There she goes. And we have about 45 seconds left, so I'm going to tell you about this top story up on Infowars.com. Germany. ISIS beheading videos spreading like wildfire amongst migrants in schools. This is the president of Germany's Teachers Association warning about ISIS propaganda, warning about attacks on female teachers, warning about attacks on Jewish students in these migrant-dominated schools. The situation, he thinks, is getting out of control. We're going to have another huge story about that tomorrow. But again, massive problems with the integration or non-integration of migrants in Germany spreading throughout Europe. That's going to wrap it up for this show, but War Room is coming up.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract,
talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.